And sometimes the word sunnah is used in opposition to innovation. Sometimes the word sunnah merely means what is opposite of innovation. And for example, ikhwan, we have what is called talaq bid'i. Talaq bid'i. An innovative divorce. An innovative divorce. And the scholars differ, ikhwan, as to whether or not a divorce that is done, yani the talaq bid'i, whether or not it counts or not. There is a difference of opinion amongst the scholars whether or not the divorce that is called talaq bid'i counts or not, based upon the narration in the Sahih of Imam al-Bukhari. Some of the scholars like Sheikh al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, they go to the position that the talaq bid'i does not count, based upon the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد. Whoever invents in this affair of ours that which is not from it, it is rejected. So Sheikh al-Albani's fiqh of this particular matter is simple. If the talaq is called bid'i, meaning it's a bid'ah, it's an innovation, and innovations are rejected, then how could it be accepted? Or how could it be a talaq or a divorce that is accepted? So that particular affair, ikhwan, as we mentioned, some scholars use the word sunnah fi muqabil al-bid'ah, in opposition to that which is innovation in the deen of al-Islam. Qala Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. Ibn Taymiyyah, ikhwan, mentions with regards to this particular matter, of the definition of sunnah, مقام الدليل الشرعي عليه بأنه طاعة لله ورسوله. That it is anything that there is proof in the Islamic legislation that points to the fact that it is obedience to Allah and His Messenger. سواء فعله رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أو فعل على زمانه. Whether the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did it himself, or it was done during his time, or it was done during his time. Which would take us back to what? The definition of taqrir. We said taqrir. Something that was done and the Prophet ﷺ did not refute it or reject it. That again, as we said, ikhwan, is considered to be sunnah. And the reason for that, ikhwan, barakallahu fikum, it is the Allah commanded the Prophet ﷺ to convey the message and not to conceal anything. And Aisha, radiallahu anha, she mentioned, ikhwan, whoever alleges that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam held back anything that he was commanded to teach, then he has, she says, وَزَعَمَ أَنَّهُ خَانَ الرِّسَالَةِ. Then that person has alleged that Muhammad failed in his mission. Whoever says that the Prophet ﷺ held back anything that he was commanded to convey to his ummah, then this person has alleged that Muhammad failed in his mission. So if the Prophet ﷺ saw something being done in his presence that was not permissible, yani, for his ummah, it was upon him, an obligatory upon him, for him to convey that to his ummah. So therefore, if he did not refute that particular matter and reject it, then it is considered to be sunnah, min taqriya, as we said, from the fact that he remained silent or quiet with regards to it. فَإِنَّهُ إِذَا ثَبَتَ أَنَّهُ أَمَرَ بِهِ أَوْ إِسْتَحَبَّهُ فَهُوَ سُنَّةٌ. So anything the Prophet ﷺ commanded with, or found that he liked, it was something that was liked by the Prophet ﷺ, فَهُوَ سُنَّةٌ. It is therefore sunnah. كَمَا أَمَرَ بِإِجْلَاءِ الْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَى مِنْ جَزِيرَةِ الْعَرَبِ. Just as he commanded with the removal of the Christians and the Jews from the Arabian Peninsula. وَكَمَا جَمَعَ الصُّحَابِ الْقُرْآنِ فِي الْمُصْحَفِ. And just as the companions combined the Mus'haf together, the Mus'haf, yani the pages of the Qur'an, as we know, that they were spread out amongst the companions, some were written on the backs of, yani, the bones of animals and the likes of these particular matters, until they came together and put them under one cover. They put them together under one cover. This is considered to be sunnah, according to the scholars of Islam. وَكَمَا دَاوَمُوا عَلَى قِيَامِ رَمَضَانِ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ جَمَاعَةً. And just as the coming together in the masjid on Ramadan to pray Taraweeh together, jama'atan, this is also considered to be sunnah with the people of hadith. And the reason for this, ikhwan, barakallahu fikum, as during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as we know, the Prophet came out that first day and prayed with the companions in jama'ah. And then he came out that second day as the number grew. And he prayed jama'ah. And then on the third day, ikhwan, it mentioned that he saw a great number of people and the Prophet ﷺ did not come out. Does anybody know why the Prophet ﷺ did not come out? Now, the Prophet feared that the Taraweeh would be made obligatory upon them. So as an ease for his ummah, as an ease from hardship for his ummah, he remained back. But after his death, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then the companion Umar ibn Khattab began to combine the people again in the masjid under one imam. And this, ikhwan, barakallahu fikum, is considered sunnah with the people of Islam. وقال الإمام الزهري رحمه الله تعالى عن مشايخه حيث قال كان علماؤنا يقولون الاعتصام بالسنة نجاة. Imam Zuhri said, ikhwan, quoting from his scholars and his teachers, that they said that clinging to the sunnah, in clinging to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is success. In clinging to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is success. فَالْإِعْتِصَامِ بِالسُنَّةِ النَّجَاءِ And therefore he says, clinging to the sunnah is safety from every ظلمات الجهل, from the darknesses and the evils of ignorance, الَّتِي تُؤَوَّلْ بِصَاحِبِهَا إِلَى الْكُفْرِ أَحْيَانًا That which ikhwan ahyanan in some instances could lead the person who does so to disbelief. The one who disobeys and goes against the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, ikhwan, that eventually in some instances it could lead to disbelief. وَلِذَا كَانَتِ السُنَّةِ كَالسَّفِينَةِ نُوحِ مَنْ تَمَسَكَ بِهَا نَجَى وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا هَلَكَ And therefore, ikhwan, it is mentioned that therefore the sunnah is like the ark of Noah. And therefore the sunnah, ikhwan, is like the ark of Noah. Whoever clings to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ will be saved and will be successful, and whoever turns away from it will be destroyed. Whoever clings to it will be saved, and whoever turns away from it will be destroyed.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ Whosoever desires a religion other than the religion of Islam, then indeed it will not be accepted from him. And in the hereafter, he will be from amongst the losers. And what is meant by this is not only those who desire Christianity, nor those who desire Judaism, or Hinduism, or Buddhism, or Zoroastrianism, or what other religion is out there. But even those things that the people who are even Muslims, and they do not take the rulings of the religion in those abwab, in those portions of the religion. For example, for giving da'wah, instead of beginning with the affairs of at-tawheed, they begin with other affairs. Or instead of beginning by teaching themselves, they automatically push themselves into affairs of da'wah. And they are from amongst the juhal, they are from amongst the ignorant ones. Or instead of spending their time upon correcting their families, correcting themselves, correcting their communities, they spend time in trying to overthrow governments and making takfir of governments. And all of these things, they are khilaf al-Islam. So these actions, barakallahu fikum, they will not be accepted from them. Because they are not actions of Islam, even though those that are committing them, those that are doing them, they are Muslims. But the actions themselves are not from Islam. So this ayah, it specifically also applies to these people. فَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ Indeed, whosoever desires a religion other than al-Islam, then indeed they will not be accepted from him. And in the hereafter, he will be from amongst the losers. This can also be understood from the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as has been reported on Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. مَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْرُنَا فَهُوَ رَدْ Whosoever does an action upon which is not my order, then it is rejected. Or, مَنْ أَحْدَثَ فِي أَمْرِنَا هَذَا مَا لَيْسَ مِنْهُ فَهُوَ رَدْ Whosoever innovates into the religion in affair that which is not from it, then that will be rejected. Again, we bring an example, barakallahu fikum, of those fitan and those problems that has become routine. That have become routine in many Muslim communities. This affair of giving da'wah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ Let there be from amongst you a group calling to what is good, ordering the good, ordering the ma'roof and forbidding evil. So the people, out of their ignorance, they have taken this ayah, and without learning the mannerisms of giving da'wah, from learning knowledge first and applying it, then giving da'wah and having patience, and what you start your da'wah with, and who you give da'wah with, and who you give da'wah to, they have entered this affair, and they have innovated into it. So they set dates. So you go out for 40 days, or you go out for 4 months, or you go out for 4 years, or 40 years. And these things are bid'at, they are innovations. ما أنزل الله بها سلطان. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not sent down any order with it. You do not find it in the sunnah. You do not find it in the Qur'an. That the Messenger of Allah ordered his sahaba to go out in a state of ignorance for 40 days or 4 months or 4 weeks, or he put a head upon it like this. So it is a question that needs to be asked. A religion which has told you how to go to the bathroom, It has not taught you how to give da'wah? Subhanallah. Then indeed, ya ikhwan, these are from those things that would apply in this ayah. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ Whosoever desires a religion other than Islam, then it will not be accepted from him, and in the hereafter he will be from amongst the losers.